The Heart of Valor by Tanya Huff, narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2007 by Tanya Huff. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Daw Books, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. From her position on one of the upper galleries, Gunnery Sergeant Torrin Kerr studied the humans, Ditaken, and occasional Cray filling the public terminal from bulkhead to bulkhead. About half, the half who'd probably never left their home worlds before they boarded the recruiting shuttle, were gathered in clumps of their own species. The other half were showing off how much more socially evolved they were than their country cousins.
"They're surprisingly cute when they're young."
Fighting to keep her expression neutral, Torrin turned, came to attention, and snapped off a perfect salute.
"As you were, Gunny."
Now she could smile. "Glad to see you up and around, Major." Major Gorn Svensson returned the smile, carefully rearranging the muscles by his mouth.
"Glad to be up and around."
Although his nose was as prominent as she remembered, his face had the shiny, unlived-in look of new tissue, and the regrowth of silver-blonde hair was as high and hard as any old Earth drill instructor could want it. The fingernails of his left hand, the hand that rested on an old-fashioned wooden cane, were a pale greenish-gray, and against the matte black of his uniform, his skin was an unfortunate corpse white. Under his uniform, the Major had been rebuilt almost from scratch. That almost had wormed its way into nearly every conversation Torrin had been a part of in the just under 28 hours she'd been on Ventress Station. At what point did the pieces of the Marine put into the tank stop being a Marine and start being merely pieces? Had there been enough of Gorin Svensson put in to get Gorin Svensson out?